Fiscal Update is a compilation of brief news articles published by the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency throughout each month. The articles cover actions taken at meetings of state boards and commissions, news releases from state agencies, updates on the status of the state budget, reports on audits of state and local government, and other items of interest to legislators and their constituents. If you would like to receive email notifications when individual Fiscal Update articles are published, please go to www.legis.iowa.gov/subscribe, or you can follow us on Twitter at IowaLSA. To view all charts and graphs coinciding with these reports, please go to the Iowa General Assembly website at www.legis.iowa.gov. Click on the Publications tab at the top and then click on Fiscal Analysis in the gray area to the left. Under Fiscal Publications, click on Fiscal Update and search for a particular report. Fiscal Update, Fiscal Services Division, July 27, 2021. Executive Council, July 26, 2021. The Executive Council met on Monday, July 26, 2021. The following are agenda items approved by the Council. Christy Templeton of the Department of Human Services attended the meeting to submit requests for resolution of funds pursuant to Iowa Code Section 29C.20A for the following amounts: $80,000 with regard to the Governor's proclamation of a state of disaster emergency in response to June 24, 2021 severe weather for Davis, Lynn, Lucas, Monroe, Van Buren, and Wapello counties; $60,000 with regard to the Governor's proclamation of a state of disaster emergency in response to July 14, 2021 severe weather for Appanoose, Bremer, Calhoun, Davis, Fayette, Lucas, Monroe, Sac, Wapello, and Winnesheek counties; and $65,000 with regard to fiscal year 2022 disaster case management training. All three requests were approved by the Council. The Council approved a request from the Department of Justice Attorney General's Office for the payment of $16,000 pursuant to Iowa Code Section 7D.10 for court costs and expenses incurred in the prosecuting civil commitments under Iowa Code Chapter 229A for the Sexually Violent Predator SVP program. The Council approved a request from the Attorney General's Office to retain outside counsel pursuant to Iowa Code Section 13.3 to provide legal services for three workers' compensation cases filed by state employees at a rate of $140 per hour. The Council approved a request from the Iowa Public Employees Retirement System for approximately $2,000 pursuant to Iowa Code Section 97C.13A for costs associated with the Federal State Agreement Administration in fiscal year 2021. The Council approved the payment of cost items totaling approximately $12,000 for the following purposes: approximately $2,000 from the Second Injury Fund for legal fees, approximately $1,000 from Iowa PBS for legal fees, approximately $5,000 from the General Fund for legal fees, and approximately $4,000 from the Attorney General's Office's Forfeiture Fund for Special Counsel for the Criminal Appeals Division of the Iowa Attorney General's Office. The Council also took note of the following information items. The third contingency loan payment was paid by the Muscatine-Louisa Drainage District in the amount of approximately $9,000. The total repayment to date is approximately $28,000. The loan was approved for approximately $188,000 on June 3, 2019, and is prorated not to exceed 20 years. The status of state aid allocations quarterly update. More information is available from the Legislative Services Agency upon request. The LSA staff contact for this fiscal update is Maria Wagenhofer, Legislative Analyst 1 with the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency at 515-281-5270.